and we're going to dig deeper into it. Coming up next, we have the president-elect of the Arizona Education Association, Joe Thomas. He is in favor of Prop 123, and he'll explain why the AEA is standing behind it and why it's a good idea. That's coming up right after Bob McClay checks in with our top story.
KTAR News Flash.
At 10:13, I'm Bob McClay with three things you need to know right now. This just in, a Chandler attorney who wanted the special election to be postponed on May 17th regarding Prop 123 says Secretary of State Michelle Reagan should be impeached. Tom Ryan is also calling for the State Director of Elections, Eric Spencer, to resign. His remarks after the Arizona Attorney General announced the election will go forward despite more than 200,000 information pamphlets being mailed out late. Texas Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick says his state won't give in to blackmail. He says Texas is ready to forfeit billions of dollars in federal money. He's encouraging state schools not to comply with President Obama's directive that schools must let transgenders use the bathroom of their gender they identify with. A Delta Airlines flight attendant is in trouble for the way she's been trying to make some extra money. Rachel Trevor is accused of stealing nearly 1,500 mini bottles of liquor from her job, then selling them for a buck apiece on Craigslist. They normally sell for $8 on a flight. You're never more than 15 minutes away from today's top stories on KTAR News.
Bruce St. James and Pamela Hughes, making sense of Prop 123. KTAR News on 92.3 FM.
Well, we're certainly going to do our best in joining us right now in the studio, the president-elect of the Arizona Education Association, Joe Thomas. Mr. Thomas, good morning to you, and thanks for being here.
Yeah, Bruce, Pamela, thanks for having us in. We've got a great discussion about Prop 123 and what we can do for teachers and students this year.
I think you maybe heard a little bit of the setup, and I'm sure some of the things that we've already brought up are things that you hear on a pretty regular basis. There seems to be a lot of confusion around Prop 123, and I think that maybe some of it's on purpose, and some of it may just be the complexity of this proposition itself.
Well, yeah, school funding is not the easiest thing to understand in the first place.
Yeah.
But the basics of it is in Arizona, you are funded per pupil. So if I have a school of 50,000 kids and Pamela runs a school of 25,000 kids, I am basically going to get about twice as much money as she is to hire my teachers and support staff, bus drivers, principals, and all of that. That's a little more complicated than that, but I want to stay at that level.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
So what we passed back in 2000 is what's called Proposition 301,
right.
And it said that we wanted to make sure that base level of funding increased every year for inflation so our schools didn't fall far behind on inflation for paperclips and raises and things like that. And it worked out wonderfully until about 6 years ago. And the legislature, when we hit the recession, decided that that was a piece they weren't going to fund. And so for several years in a row, they didn't fund inflation. And it added up to quite a lot of money. The Arizona Education Association, the Arizona School Boards Association, the Arizona School Business Officials Association, and a few districts decided to sue the legislature and say, the voters have said this is the money we want.
Yeah.
We want to get it in there.
And you
so
sued
that's,
and you won.
And we won
you
several.
Did win.
We
yeah.
won several times. But even that gets complicated because
mm-hmm.
you win on whether they should fund it. And then now we're going back through the court system on how much should it be.
Uh-huh.
And that's where after 5 years of
yep.
lawsuits, 5 years of teachers waiting to get raises, 5 years of school districts not being able to hire enough teachers to keep class sizes low, we decided we had an offer on the table that brought enough money into education that we should go out and ask the voters to approve it. And that's what we have right now, $3.5 billion over 10 years, more money than we've ever put into education before. For $500 million would go into the end of this year and next year, right mm-hmm. now, to reward the teachers that have waited patiently for 5 years to see this stuff through. That's the question we're asking the voters right now.
Okay. Now, I've got a lot of questions
sure.
regarding this.
Okay.
And one of the questions is this, and it's one that I get from a lot of listeners as well, is that money that you just talked about and the fact that teachers have not gotten a raise in 5 years or however long
right.
it may be. Where is this money going to go? Because it's my understanding that if we do pass Prop 123, the money would go into the general fund for school districts.
Right.
And then school districts get to decide how that money is going to be spent. And that money may not necessarily go to teachers' salaries or back into the classroom.
Right. A lot of the negativity, and you're going to hear it in about 10 minutes, a lot of the no campaign is worst case scenario stuff. You know, they talk about all the things that can go wrong. And what's sad is they're looking beyond what has gone wrong for 5 years and what the solution could be. We made sure that there were no strings attached to the money because we know, we being the Education Association, I'm the vice president of the Arizona Education Association. I represent teachers and school bus drivers and sheet metal workers and auto mechanics, all the people that work for the schools. We make sure, that's our role, is to make sure that if there is available money, that it goes where it needs to go. About 85 to 88% of school budgets go into personnel already. Districts have seen, a start of this year, 1,500 empty classrooms. That's about, let's see, that's about 15 high schools without a single certificated teacher in them. That's 40 elementary schools without a single certificated teacher in them. Teachers are leaving the state because they've not been paid. They can cross over into any surrounding state, and they can not only get an increase in their salary, but they can also start to see career earnings every year. This money, I promise you, with boards that have seen all these empty classrooms, they're putting it in there. I've even got some examples I can give you in a minute if you'd like to hear them. Chandler's a perfect example. They already have a tentative agreement. If this Prop 123 goes through, they're going to see a 6% across-the-board raise, and it's going to put their starting teachers at $39,800. For three governor's administrations, we've been chasing $40,000 for starting teachers, and Chandler's within $200 of it, and Mesa is about $900 behind them. This money is going to the classroom.
We are talking right now to the president of the Arizona Education Association, Joe Thomas, and we're talking about Prop 123. Obviously, he is for it. Yeah. We have a lot of questions that Bruce and I have, but we know that our listeners have a lot of questions as well, Mr. Good. Thomas. And so on our open mic line, we're getting calls in right now. Let's take a listen to one of those questions.
Hi, this is Aaron from El Mirage. Prop 123 is what this is about, and I was just curious as to where the funds actually was supposed to be coming from, not just for the prop, but for the actual money that was owed to the school system, because some people are saying that this money is going to be going to clear that up, which is not right. It should not be used in this way.
So in essence, you're settling a lawsuit with this proposition, I think, is what Aaron is getting at.
Right. Yeah. And there are two lawsuits right now. One is for that base level inflationary automatic readjustment. That's the first one. We've won that one. The courts have said, yes, they have to do it. Now we're going back through the courts to see where should that money be reset at. Okay, we're at the mid level. The second lawsuit is, well, what happened to the money that should have been put in over all those years? It's about $1.3 billion. This lawsuit would sell, excuse me, Proposition 123 is a settlement for the first lawsuit, but as part of the negotiations, we were able to get in without winning that second lawsuit at all yet. We were able to get $550 million into education over 10 years. It's $50 million a year for 5 years and $75 million a year for 5 years. So the districts will have the money that they were already owed. So we feel like we're killing two birds with one stone. We're standing by our teachers on this and rewarding them for the patience that they've had in the politicians and the legislature and all the bad actors that should have been giving them the money the entire time. And if we don't pass this, it's going to be 3 to 5 more years of waiting, and we're going to lose quality people. They're going to leave the profession. They're going to leave the state. It's going to be harder to attract them.
We're talking to Joe Thomas, and Joe Thomas is here with the Arizona Education Association of Four, Prop 123. So here's a question I have. I'm the skeptic and the cynic in the room at all times. What makes Prop 123 different from the previous propositions, and what stops a legislature next year of going in and saying, you know what, that's all really cute, all this money, we're going to go use it and build blank with it, or we're going to go use it for this. Why would this be any different?
Well, I'll match you skepticism for skepticism, okay. Bruce, on any day of the week. But here's what I truly believe. Is we went into a recession. The legislature looked for any way that they could cut funding to balance the budget. I don't think they did it in the right direction, or I don't think they did it in the right places. If we send a yes vote now, 15 years after we pass Prop 301, we are reaffirming our investment in public education. And I don't think we're going to see legislators or a governor in 5 years or 10 years start to cut education funding to the amount that they've done it again. I think we have to send them a positive message that, 2000, we wanted this money. And 2016, we want this money as well. If we send them a no vote without any realistic plan, and I promise you, no matter what you hear, there is no alternative plan that has 31 votes in the House, 16 votes in the Senate, and a governor's pen ready to sign it. There's nothing out there. If we lose this, we go back to ground zero, and we have to start building all this up. But I believe a yes vote reaffirms the will of the voters.
You say you go back to ground zero, but in essence, what that means is the lawsuit that you're trying to settle right now gets reinvigorated, and every court in the state has indicated that the legislator owes you this money.
No, that's not true. This the very first time we went to court, Superior Court, the first ruling was against teachers in schools. The first Superior Court said that the voters can't tell the legislature how to appropriate money.
That's the legislature's right. Allowed
and,
to make those decisions.
And the nature of the judicial system, especially when you're talking about this amount of money, is no matter who loses, it's going to be appealed. It took us 5 years to get where we are. And yes, we will still have a court case, and yes, we will push it. We dropped suit in this as fast as we possibly could, and we're in this for the long haul. But the idea to make our teachers, my own wife is a teacher, the idea to make our teachers wait 3 to 5 more years and not have a guarantee that we're going to win, I mean, that's really what's out there, is there's no real guarantee until it's all said and done. I think it's too much to wait for.
Joey, we'd like you to stick around a little bit. We're going to bring you back in and continue this discussion. That's Joe Thomas, the president-elect of the Arizona Education Association. All right, let's switch gears.